You know what? I think I smash Ninetales.
Oh my god. That is a literal dog.
One, two, three, four.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Just a Jug podcast. My name is Nick. I am going to be your host for this week. Today, I'm joined here with Jordan and Steven.
Hey,
back to the classic trio.
The Three Musketeers, if you will.
Yeah. I guess we'll start this off with how you guys' week's been, you know?
I've seen
Jordan a bit, but not really Steven.
Well, yeah, we hung out a little while ago, and honestly, I think it was one of the better hangouts we had. It was a lot of...
Yeah.
I remember, like, when we were, like, the last, like, hour, is just you, Brandon, and I pretty much just playing Super Mario on the Nintendo Switch. And Brandon getting so goddamn angry because he didn't know how to play the game.
Yeah, we just killed him every fucking time.
We didn't kill him. We just didn't know how to press any buttons or how to run or how to jump.
You even got mad at me because I was killing you. Like,
because you kept moving.
Yeah, I'm not going to wait around. Like, you know what? What happened was we finally met up because Abdul, back in Canada, big celebration. But earlier in the day, we were at the mall with Abdul. It was me and Brandon, and yeah, it was just me and Brandon because Steven, you went to work, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we were walking through the mall, and there's someone selling Nintendo Switches and like PS5s and like the new Xbox, and we walked in the store and Abdul was like, oh, it would be really cool if you had a Nintendo Switch, and I was like, yep, and I went and I just bought one right away.
It's like a subtle flex with you saying it like that.
Yeah, no, I'm but just it's like it's the most now it feels like the most retarded fucking purchase I've ever made in my life.
Because
I don't play video games. So it's just like I went in there, I dropped $600 and I just walked out.
You paid $600 for fucking Switch?
Well, no. It's like for the Switch. Also, can I just say, like, this place totally ripped me off, but I didn't pay for like warranty or coverage. Alright? And it was $589. But it's also because I got two Joy-Cons, right? It just came in one box. Apparently, for a set of Joy-Cons, it's $100.
I got mine like 2 years ago for $200 fucking bucks.
Well, where'd you buy it?
Walmart?
Well, I probably should have gone to Walmart, to be honest.
Where did you go to fucking London Drugs?
No, we went to some store called The Source, which is definitely a ripoff, but I was
fuck that place.
But the thing is, it was right beside Walmart, so literally after we bought it, we were walking through Walmart, and I was like, man, I swear I could have just gone upstairs and bought this for, like, way cheaper.
Yep, you could have, yeah.
But I already bought it, and they were like, yeah, there's not a return policy, so I was like, okay.
And then you downloaded the free version of Just Dance, which had two songs.
Well, yeah.
Fucking Nintendo.
I'm not going to spend $100 fucking dollars.
That's true.
They never changed the price on Nintendo games, so everything...
That's also true.
Everything's still, like, as if it was new. Smash is $80.
Brand new Just Dance 2023 is $80.
Yeah, I'm not fucking buying that. It's the same for the old Just Dance. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
But I mean, it's cool now. I have a Switch, I guess. So,
and you didn't get Smash. Wow.
Yeah, and then we went to eat at a decently nice restaurant. It was like kind of a bar and grill just down the street.
It was very bougie, but
is that what you want to call it?
Yeah, everyone there seems so fancy.
There was a woman was sitting next to us in a hoodie and sweatpants.
Really? I didn't even notice.
That was pretty bougie.
No, my eyes were not glued in place, I'll tell you that.
Oh my god. I remember somebody walked by and you glanced at them three separate times. All in the span of 5 seconds.
Hey, look, they shouldn't wear such tight clothes. Like, it's not my fault.
It's not even that revealing. It's just black clothing with an apron.
Yeah, but it's, like, really tight and short skirt. Like, come on.
They weren't even wearing skirts.
One of my favorite one was...
Jesus Christ.
Oh, this is sickening, yet I want to go
It is
now.
Disgusting.
It's not disgusting. You guys just don't appreciate the curvature of women. Like,
stop objectifying women, Nick.
Curvature of women.
It's not objectifying. It's like, look, you're a woman. You have better curves.
I do appreciate it. I just don't look at them three separate times in 5 seconds.
I admire
all below the waist.
I admired her beauty, and I looked at her face the whole time. All right. It's not my fault she looked that good, bro.
Okay. Say whatever you like.
I will. We even like flirted with our actual
flirted.
Waiter. Yeah, wow, yeah. Flirted. Maybe it's kind of hard to tell.
Look, but that's called game, Jordan. You might not have heard that, but. There's a certain way you talk to certain people, and it's just called game, all right?
I don't understand, really.
It leaves them thinking about you for the rest of the night.
Well, she did tell you that she hates her job.
Yeah. She also picked
her... So I guess you got somewhere.
She also picked her tip, so it was like, oh.
Yeah, she got a fair bit of tipping from the both of us. Well, I shouldn't say tipping. That doesn't sound right.
You know, Jordan.
Oh, yeah, you both tipped her, eh?
Jordan gave her the biggest tip, and then I was sitting there, like, holding the thing, and I was like, well, pick your tip, because these guys are poor.
That's right, you called Abdiel poor and a Mexican.
I'll pick the big
tip. Yeah, so, we're in the restaurant, right, and Abdiel's got a bedtime or a curfew or whatever, and we're in the restaurant, and he does not have time to order, so we're like, the waiter comes up, she's like, what would you like to drink? We all ordered, and then it got to Abdiel's turn, and I look at the waiter, and I'm like, oh, he's poor, he doesn't want anything, sorry.
And she gave you a look that just, like, did this man.
I was hoping she would disbelieve me, but no, she brought him a water, sadly, so.
Sadly, which he poured into the flask he brought.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of hoping that he would just, like, tell her to fuck off, but...
Abdiel's too nice for that. You understand that, right?
Well, yeah, but I said I was going to pay him $50 to do it.
Okay, you know what? Whatever.
Anyway, Steven, what about your week? What'd you do?
Worked.
That's it?
Cut and dry. There is no interesting bit.
I worked, and then I came to your place, and we played Monopoly, and it was interesting.
You weren't even over. You weren't even over for very long.
Yeah, because I had fucking work in an hour.
Well, what'd you do at work?
I fucking worked, and I moved around, I don't know, fucking chests and dressers.
Chests and dressers.
Yes, very enthralling.
Chests and dressers, in that specific order.
You gotta quit your job, bro.
I guess I could move gravel instead.
Oh, what?
Yeah, become someone like Nick who gets a tan in every other place.
You know, Abdiel's actually working with me, so.
Yeah.
It's funny that. My boss said that he's a hard worker.
Oh, no.
And she also goes to his church with him, so.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah. The good one.
Good one. Okay.
Well, my week was pretty chill, I guess. I didn't really do anything. Right now, though, my cat is currently experiencing heat for the first time. So, going around really horny wanting to smash everything, which I think is a great segue for
which
is smash or pass.
Oh god, Here we go.
Now, I'm sure a lot of you are aware what Smash or Pass is, but for those of you who aren't, basically it's a game where you ask if you're going to fuck it or not. All right. I think this game really blew up when, I don't know, who was it, Markiplier? PewDiePie? Which one did it? Did they both do it?
No. Well, it was a thing that kind of came about, like, a long while ago, actually.
Oh, really? I only know of it because Markiplier released, like, a video of
A video where he smasher pashed every single Pokemon.
I didn't watch it, but I was like, oh, gross. Do you guys have any like weird things that you would smash or pass, or is it all just normal?
I mean, we'll have to get to the question when it comes up.
Okay, well, do you want to start then, Jordaddy?
If you insist. I don't know how weird this is going to get, actually.
Cute, Jordan.
Male or female?
Who's it for, me or Steven?
Either one of you.
Female? Female smash?
Do you want to do female?
Which do we prefer? Is that what you're asking?
No, it's one or the other.
Female. Sure, yeah.
Okay.
You fucking know, man.
Between you two. All right. Hiccup's mom from How to Train Your Dragon.
What? I don't even know what that chick fucking looks like.
I don't know what she looks like either. Is she
fat? Okay, look her. Hiccup's mom from How to Train Your Dragon. Just look her up quickly.
Well, Steven, you're going to have to describe her to me because I can't see her.
This is going to be a bad thing to search up. Oh, goodness. That is gross.
That is gross?
Like reddish orange hair that looks greasy as fuck.
Even just went straight to the porn. He didn't even look up in Google search
images. Man, this is some good shit.
I mean, technically, they are Vikings, so showering isn't very known to them. Okay. And you, Nick?
Is that all you're giving me as a description? She has orange hair?
Yeah.
Okay, Steven, send him a picture.
Fuck! I have to search it up again.
Is she round or is she like what does she look
She's
like?
Pretty skinny.
Then what's why would I not smash? Like,
is that all you're going off of?
Red
hair, red hair and skinny.
Yeah, I'd smash. All right, well, I'm gonna go with smash. So,
okay, smash and pass. I understand Steven's point of view. It's just they're Vikings. They don't bathe too often. If they do, it's only like in the water.
So?
Also a tiny fucking nose.
STDs weren't invented.
A tiny nose? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Disgusting.
Your standards, man. It's unbelievable.
It's too small.
They have a small nose, pass.
STDs weren't invented.
They gotta have a Markiplier nose.
Okay.
Isn't that just a standard Korean nose?
What? It's a standard Korean nose.
It's just big and fat. Is it not?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, because Markiplier is Korean, is he not? So he just has a standard Korean nose.
I don't think that's how it works.
He's got the default skin.
Okay, this one's for you, Nick. Smash or pass, your grade 9 English teacher.
Oh, you're joking.
What did you say, pass?
Smash, of course.
Oh, okay, I'd
smash her right now. I'd smash her back then. I'd smash her when I was 3. Like,
okay.
Fuck.
I don't know how to take your sentences sometimes because it's just so outlandish.
It's not outlandish, bro. She's hot.
I would screw her if I was 3 years old. Do you understand that sentence?
It's a fact. Like, who wouldn't? Like, come on.
3-year-olds don't think of screwing, you monster.
I did.
Okay.
No, but I am now.
Okay, what whatever.
I'm imagining me, 3 years old, banging the English teacher because we're talking about it.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't even have your baby. Would you even have your fucking baby? Like, your baby teeth wouldn't even be fully in.
Good. I don't need to bite. I just need to suck.
She doesn't have a dad.
Jesus Christ.
Steven, the fact that you think that you only suck dicks is very concerning.
You're not supposed to suck the other thing.
Okay, enough. You too, right? This is one of the most popular Smash or Pass ones.
Okay.
Jessica Rabbit.
Who?
Are you kidding me?
Who the fuck is Jessica Rabbit?
Steven, look up Jessica Rabbit.
Is that the Looney Tunes?
Am I going to get porn?
So, you know, if you search long enough, which probably isn't even that long, probably. Oh,
that's from the...
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, this chick.
His wife, this very tall red-haired lady.
I still don't know who that is. Are you talking about the police officer Bunny Rabbit from... What is it, like?
Not Judy Hopps. Are you kidding me?
This chick's nose.
I'm sorry, I'm not in with the furry community and on a name-to-name basis.
Okay, it's in Steph, but like... This chick's nose isn't even like a small nose, like in the How to Train Your
Dragon. Why are you going for nose sizes for these?
It's literally one little dot. That could just be a mistake.
Because she's animated, Steven.
I don't give a shit. Get your human anatomy right. Those ears are too small.
Oh my god.
Those eyelids are so fucking large. What the hell?
What does she look like, bro? What does she look like?
Go to Pink Ass Staff.
Go to the staff room.
The staff room? Okay. Is it bad? Oh, that girl's smash. Smash.
Okay.
Red hair, big ass boobies.
Nose too small. Nose doesn't even exist. It's just a little hole. It's a little
Steven, are you kidding me?
No. Oh, wait. In this other one, there's like another pinhole.
I should probably mention now, my parents definitely listen to this.
Oh, well, now that we know, we're still going to do the same shit.
It's a hello from the other side, I suppose. I, for a minute there, I was like, should I get a filter?
Filter?
Nah.
Well, she's definitely.
Oh, fuck, smart. Right. It's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smash or pass, Vladimir Putin.
Pass? He's a dude?
I feel like if we pass, he might kill us for not wanting him.
Well, I already passed. Fuck you, buddy.
Okay, pass. Okay, I'm going down with you.
Rip, Bozo.
You're both dead.
The man.
You should have said Vladimir Putin's daughter.
Well, he doesn't have a daughter, does he?
Yes, he does.
Isn't she like really bad too? Like,
what do you mean really bad?
Like, she's thick, right?
Is that what you mean?
Like that kind? Like good bad?
Yeah, she's bad.
So a baddie is what you're talking about.
bad? Is she not?
I hear Steven internally cringe.
It's bad, bro. Like, what do you mean?
I am involved. Fuck.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you, Steven. I appreciate it.
Nick, your turn.
Do you have a better way to describe it? Because I don't think so.
I feel like... okay, fantastic.
I don't really have any, I guess, to be honest.
Okay, you said you were gonna wing it, and now you're out of ideas.
Would you guys smash or pass any of the Pokemon like for real?
No.
Is there any that you guys would actually dislike?
The only one that Snorlax comes close is Gardevoir.
Gobble up the cheeks of
the only thing that comes close is Gardevoir because she's humanoid, but she's still a Pokemon, so it's a no.
Snorlax.
You wouldn't smash Mr. Mime?
Mr. Mime's got that them handsy hands. I don't.
You know what, like Jinx? I'd smash Jinx.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, bro. Smoochum, Jinx. They got them lips, bro. They got that mouth. What that mouth do? You know?
No, stop saying that shit.
Mr. Mime, he does it better than Mr. Mime Jr. Like, come on, bro.
How about Mr. Rhyme then?
I don't even know who that is, but my Pokemon knowledge is not that advanced. It's like it's like up to Gen 5, maybe.
You know what? I think I smash Ninetales.
Oh my god. That is a literal dog.
So? So what's wrong with that, Jordan?
Get there, dude. I mean it.
No.
Just seek some sort of counseling. Just get help.
None.
It's unbelievable from you two.
Me or you?
I don't care anymore. You're just... Why?
Why what, Jordan? I'm asking Smash or Pass. Like,
it's just such a meme to bring up the whole Smash or Pass of Pokemon. And you list the entire roster and you're like, hey, anyone interest you?
Well, Arceus? Mm-hmm.
Well, I would not.
That's just God.
Yeah.
I would personally pass every Pokemon just because I love women.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. Glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah, the check marked and interested.
Well, it's your turn, Jordan. What's up? What you smashing, what you passing, buddy?
Do you guys remember Jimmy Two Shoes, the TV show?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Heloise?
No. I feel like your brain
She's is too very, short.
Your brain is very childlike and in depth with all these children shows, Jordan. As if you watch them late at night on your iPad in the dark.
Jokes on you, I didn't have an iPad.
Sorry, your cell phone.
Didn't have a cell phone.
You use your cell phone currently to
Dude,
watch
this was like 2012.
No. You definitely still watch them. You like your cell phone because you only need to use one hand.
Oh, interesting way to put that, man. You know what? Fine, we're gonna get rid of that one.
I don't even know who that is. Heloise?
Heloise.
Is she goth?
Sounds it's like a 2 foot.
She acts goth, but isn't exactly goth. She has like a long red dress.
A long. Is this her?
Yes.
Robot Heloise. That's what I want to smash.
Bro, I'm passing that, bro. She looks like a broomstick with a bullet gun.
Robo Heloise.
Oh my god.
Are you gonna fuck a broomstick, man?
Oh my god.
She needs to watch that video where it's like, eat your vegetables! And it's just like, come on. Eat anything other than air. Like,
Okay.
Seriously. Sorry to all the skinny people out there, but like, get better.
Okay, that's an odd sentiment to have.
Yeah.
Okay. And Steven, what did you say?
I'd smash the robot version.
Okay. Because there's somewhat compassion in that. I understand your feelings, Steven.
Compassion? I didn't.
I'm trying to remember the episode. It was kind of just...
Steven's trying to bang her and send her to bed. No compassion.
Oh yeah, now you're reminding me of Karen from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Smash.
Yeah, definitely pass. Mrs. Puff? Pass.
Pearl?
She'd pull up, I'd be like, hit the treadmill and run, bitch.
What about Pearl, then?
Pearl? No.
Okay. No.
Isn't bestiality still a thing with fish? Like,
yes, man.
I didn't even know it was physically possible to fuck a fish.
Technically, she's a whale, but...
Oh, no. I've never asked that question. It's just, what animals aren't considered bestiality?
It's all like bestiality, man.
But how do we know?
Do you want to go off a list?
Yeah, like what animals are...
There is no list. There's just a no. It's a stop sign. There's a don't
what
do
animals
it.
can I bang?
Like, don't come on ants, okay?
What can I like, bang to not be considered
like bestiality? Actually, I think ants wouldn't be bestiality. That would just be murder. You're just fucking killing them.
Yeah, kind of.
What, drown them and cum? I don't think so. Yeah. Don't they? No, they pick it up and take it back to
better
the...
Better to cum in the sink than sink in the cum. What if
they fuck it?
They pick it up and they take it back to their queen.
Yeah, they pick up like solid shit, not fucking cum. They just fucking drown.
No, they'd pick it up and it'd just stretch like gum. Oh, it would just be a thin line of like silky cum.
Ah, God.
They'd feed
I think they would just be stuck. It'd be like in Jell-O.
Jell-O.
It would be like if we were stuck in Jell-O.
No.
So viscous.
Honestly, though, like, what animals are, like, can you bang to not...
None. There's just a stop sign. You just don't do it.
But there has to be, like, some.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, there's one. It's called humans.
So why do you keep thinking about this? Why do you want to keep going on about it?
I mean, if you can resurrect a Neanderthal, then maybe that would be considered an animal. I don't know. It's not the same as a human.
Well,
what the fuck?
I guess.
Different species?
Fuck. Okay, whose turn is it?
I think it's Steven's turn.
Mine. Okay, smash or pass Volodymyr Zelensky.
I don't even know who that is, and why do you keep picking
the Ukrainian president?
No, if he's a guy, he can say goodbye.
I'm good.
Hey,
man.
Jordan, you love men. You said you'd fuck all men. He's
yeah.
One of
I said
them.
I'd screw him, which might just include him on that list. But I'm still gonna pass if I had the option.
I'd be up in those cheeks 24/7, bro.
Like, if I was already in the bed and we had shit going, sure.
It was nice room temperature. We got wined and dined.
Oh, fuck, kill me.
Steven, don't tell me you're homophobic.
How did you know?
Oh.
No, Steven loves all homes. Oh, that one really didn't land, huh?
That one just fell straight on the goddamn concrete.
I literally just froze. Like,
you guys
I just
forgot
froze
to laugh, bro.
Oh, no, we didn't forget.
No, we decided not to.
You all forgot to laugh.
Why would we laugh at it?
Because it was a funny.
It was a funny, but it wasn't that funny.
Was it a funny, though?
No, okay, it wasn't.
I'm honestly just, like... I'm trying to remember because I had one. I swear to God, I had one and I forgot, bro. It was a really good one. Like, it was the best one.
Okay.
I guess we'll just go easy till I can remember. What about, would you guys smash or pass the ogre from Shrek?
Which ogre?
What's his name again? I can't remember.
Which ogre? There's like five of them.
Five? Yeah.
All of them. Would you smash or pass every ogre?
No.
They are quite chunky.
What about Fiona? Would you bang Fiona?
In her human form.
Why?
Man, are you?
Why is that a why question?
She's thicker as an ogre.
And I thought you didn't like big girls.
I don't like chunky girls. This is so like...
So like, fucked up.
It is. Like, incredibly.
No, I'm just gonna say that is a lie. For everyone's information, that's definitely a lie. It's shape over size, all right?
No.
So you could be like 9 feet tall, massive, and I would still, you know, be down.
Slither, yeah.
Slither. I would not use that to describe sex having, but
slither.
I understand.
yeah, babe, let me slither up on you. Like, no, bro.
God damn it.
All Wait. Right, well, is it your turn?
I actually yeah. have one, I think.
Well, are we going in rotation or are we just going, ah, fuck it, here we go?
Definitely, ah, fuck it, here we go.
All right, Nick, since you have, since you prefer size over shape, how about
oh, you made me remember mine.
The girl from fucking Monsters vs. Aliens.
There was a girl.
Fucking Susan.
Susan, yeah.
There's a girl in that show, movie?
The tall, white-haired lady? The
main fucking character?
The main character? Wasn't that the movie with the blue alien guy?
With, like...
Not Megamind.
Blob?
No, the Blob.
Yeah, played by Seth Rogen.
Yeah, is he not the main character?
Do you want Blob to be considered the main character?
This chick is, like, as tall as a fucking bridge. Smash or pass.
Oh, of course, smash. Smash. I actually have one. You made me remember mine. Would you smash or pass Oprah?
What?
Oprah. Smash or pass Oprah.
Pass.
Oh, what's that? Yes. What's that? You guys don't like big girls? Why not?
No, Oprah's, just Oprah. She's too famous.
Oprah's a huge, successful woman and can treat you so
kinda too old for my taste, I'll be honest.
She's like 40. What do you mean?
Too old, dumbass.
It's called MILF Mommies, alright?
Not everyone is into MILF Mommies.
Look, Jordan, we both know you have a fat fetish, alright?
What?
Based on the past, the statistics of all of your past relationships combined.
I want you to speak very clearly right
all
now.
Of these, one past relationship.
Of all of your past relationships combined.
Unless if you have held down on me, Jordan.
All right. We both know you swing more to the thicker side. I'm just saying, it's a stat. It's a fact.
It's not a stat if there's only one.
We can ask every other girl you've dated, all of them, and they would know you like them big.
Jesus you like Christ. Them
You're like Moto Moto, bro.
What?
I don't know why you're acting like it's blasphemy. You know it's true.
It is bullshit.
Oh, really? Should we go and ask them all?
It doesn't matter, man.
Okay. So no to Oprah. Good.
That's a fat no. I'm okay.
I saw a video where someone was like, man, Oprah's so cool, but like, I can't get over the fact that she looks like the shit emoji.
Fuck. No.
And you killed Steven. Congratulations.
And now every time I look at her,
the shit emoji played by Sir Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, now every time I look at her, I'm just like, oh, she is the shit emoji.
It's the shit emoji. Okay, fantastic.
All right.
Chocolate swirl. All
right, you guys might have heard about this one.
Yep.
Probably the aunt from Big Hero 6.
No, I.
Smash.
You act like I watched Disney my entire life.
It was all over the internet for the longest time of just this woman.
Smash.
Steven, put an image.
To be fair though, I personally haven't even watched Big Hero 6. Like, I don't think I've ever legitimately watched that movie.
Oh, come on, man. It's such a good movie.
I don't even know the plot. Like, it's one of those movies that I've seen, like, playing, but I've never watched the movie ever.
I can't tell hero
which
shit.
One's an aunt. I mean, not which one's an aunt, which one's an edit. Oh, no.
Not the edited one, Steven. I need you to keep the clothes on.
I don't know.
What?
Okay, one has like five times as much bust as the other one, and I don't know which.
There was an edit going around where they took the original like scene from the movie where she's covered up pretty almost everywhere.
Is this the
God damn it, Steven?
Oh, her, yeah, smash.
Smash.
That's the actual image, isn't it?
The bottom one is the actual image. The top one is the edited one.
Oh. I swear to God, the top one is the actual one.
No, it's not.
No, that's actual porn.
That's not history. Porn.
No, worried. I saw something.
I swear to God, that's in the movie. I saw
a thumbnail for
it. No, you just saw the image so often that you think it is.
I'm pretty sure when I watched that movie... That
in
was
my browsing data.
Well, yeah, I guess smash. But then again, like that's just with every Pixar and Disney mom. Like, have you seen Elastigirl? God, bro.
Mrs. Incredible? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Time to cook, Mr. Incredible.
Jeez, oh, Mr. Incredible will break you in half like a breadstick.
Not if I bang even like first.
You want to just bang and dash?
Run faster than him.
How else do you do it? Like,
you're unbelievable sometimes.
It's a DoorDash, bro. Bang and dash.
It's a DoorDash.
Yeah. Call me over. And then I leave. Like,
okay. You're.
Wasn't even there, bro. Wasn't there.
The Flash. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a good one. You want ready? Ready? I gotta go. Yeah. Ready? Listen. Steven.
Yeah.
No, that's just it.
Oh smash.
I have to pass.
Oh my God.
Look, man, I just don't swing that way.
It's understandable.
You know. You know the saying, if you're gay, stay away.
Oh, are you the homophobe?
No, I'm just in a rhyming mood, to be honest.
I see. Poetry, poeticism.
Well, I could also just say, if you're gay, come and play, but, I mean...
You don't have to.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, well,
Steven,
I'm not sure if there is like anyone that I wouldn't really bang anymore, other than just every dude ever.
Smash or pass Hillary Clinton?
Pass.
Why do you pass so quick, bro?
Pass, man.
Nick.
What? I'm just saying, like...
Please!
You know...
Please. No!
If the opportunity's there...
No! No!
We'll be doing it grandma style. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Smash?
Unbelievable.
What do you mean, unbelievable? I think she's a wonderful lady, you know? She's probably really nice and sweet and makes awesome apple pie.
Or she's just really good.
We need the sound bar where it's just crickets.
Why are you guys like so blasphemized? Like, it's a woman, bro.
It's a woman.
And I know there's going to be people who are like, oh, he's so down bad. No. No, I'm really not. It's not like I'm going to go out of my way with my fucking mouth drooling to go bang these women. No, it's just like...
Motherfucker saying, awooga.
Awooga.
Okay. No, it's like... that. It's cool.
Smash or pass Puss's mom from Puss in Boots.
What does she look like?
Posted it. Staff room.
Edamon.
No, man.
Don't you worry about Humpty Dumpty's. He's too much.
Humpty got that dumpy.
You know, I'm gonna have to pass on his mom too.
I'm gonna pass. I'm okay, man.
The ugly stepsister from Shrek, just without the wart.
Wow.
You're right.
It's a fact. Like, if you compare them, they're the same. They're the same model.
Oh boy.
Is my turn? Okay. At the girl from Avatar.
Oh god, what was her name? Neytiri?
We can't even remember their name, but smash.
I don't remember her name, but she's the blue.
Played by Zoe Saldana, right?
Yeah.
Pat or smash, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well. So you have an alien babies. Would you guys, if there was an alien that came down that was like super, super sexy, but it was like completely alien, like slime. But like it just had really big tits.
I'm
just imagining a blob of slime with really big tits attached to it.
Slime and like shit brown and green colored with like it smelled horrible, but it had the body of like Kim Kardashian.
No. If it smells horrible, I'm turned off.
I'm gone.
I'd be in there with nose plugs, bro.
Oh god.
I'm gonna swimity swim.
Oh god, like
just gonna put some industrial cleaner on that.
Trying to crawl. My god. No, it's like their natural thing. It's their natural scent.
Well, their natural scent is now gonna be bleach.
Okay.
That's just being Steven.
And pure alcohol, maybe.
Maybe.
An alien just came to the planet and you're going to introduce them to bleach as the first thing?
Yes. If they smell like...
But what if they like the bleach because they're alien?
Well, good for them. They can smell better.
Bleach probably wasn't invented because I don't see why they would need it.
You don't know, man.
Maybe their feces have healing properties or cleaning properties, so they just spread their feces everywhere.
Yeah.
And then when they come to the planet Earth, they like shit, like they see human shit and they spread the human shit over the walls thinking it would clean. But all it does is just wreck the place and shit.
You got quite the theory about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smash or pass female Spartans from Halo Reach.
Cat from Halo Reach? Absolutely. Like, not even hesitation, yes. What'd you post? Okay. It's the proportions.
Well, she can't get the suit off, so pass.
What?
I don't need that much protection, bro.
Okay.
He can't get the suit off. Why would I do that?
They can get the suit off, though.
When?
When they're taking the suit off. They don't just have... Steven, what's that? They can take... What is that? What is that, Steven?
Steven is currently sending things in the group chat.
And I think it might be illegal.
What?
Steven, why are you sending pictures of little girls in the group chat?
That is not a little girl, it's an animated girl.
Doesn't matter, man.
Why are you sending pictures of animated little girls, Steven?
That is not a little girl.
No, I would not smash the minors of the world.
It's a mine.
You gotta pass. Oh, is that a...
Wait, no, that's not true.
It's a child in a Grinch costume.
No!
You just maybe, you know, drop the mouse for a minute. Yeah, the copy and paste button is a little too much.
God, Steven, you need professional help for that one.
Yeah, you went over to the wrong folder on your computer.
No, God.
Started sending us the wrong images, my friend.
Okay, Steven, you're not explaining this. You're just sending pictures.
Hey, do you guys have any other Smasher passes?
Yeah,
Smasher pass. Can we end with mine?
Sure. I don't know how long this episode's been going on.
50 minutes so far.
Sure, yeah, we can end with yours. What's
up? Okay, the final one. Eve from Wall-E.
Oof. That is an interesting one.
That is an interesting one.
How do you smash, though? There's no hole.
A drill.
If I have to pull out the power tools. That's too much work for me.
Okay.
Pass.
In the bedroom, that's a bit too much work, Jordan.
I understand.
Think about all like the white plastic you would get everywhere.
Unless there's like just a hole directly at the bottom.
I mean,
just a machined hole in there.
I don't know, man.
It's just where the fan spins to keep her propelled in the air.
Something like that.
Well, I don't know if I'd stick my wiener in that. So.
Yeah, all the electrical wirings and circuits and plugs.
Well, I was more focused on the fan blades, but sure, Jordan.
I mean, if you like CBT. What about the circuitry?
No, I'm just saying, like, getting my dick slapped around by a fan blade doesn't sound fun.
Okay, I understand. You have a point.
Yeah. And I wouldn't if I fucked her, so I'm going to pass. You get it? It was a dick pun.
I get the dick pun. That's funny.
No one laughed again. This is... last-minute ones? Any last you would smash? Or you really want to know if we would smash?
Smash or pass... Beth from Rick and Morty.
Oh, that's a...
Pass.
I have definitely already smashed, and I know it, because...
She has a dude face.
I remember the videos, bro.
Okay. You remember the videos, do you?
Yeah. I'm curious, Jordan, like, what is the weirdest woman you would smash? Do you think?
You would have to send me an image of the weirdest thing you can think of, because I'm blanking the brain right now.
No, like, personality-wise, what is, like, the wildest and weirdest woman you think you would smash? Like, what if...
You already did that.
No, she's just a bowling ball. But, like, if...
Wow.
If you were dating a girl and she just wanted to do it all the time and everywhere, would you date her or not? Would you smash or pass? Would it be like a deal breaker for you?
I'd have to think about it a little bit.
Like, no, public washrooms?
Like, if she was just walking through Walmart holding your hand and turned around and was like, fuck me now.
Fuck me in the bicycle aisle.
Would you smash or would you pass?
I would have to think about it, man.
Would you fuck her in this?
Because there's obviously a downside to that.
In the bicycle aisle.
Which is what? You get kicked out of Walmart for having sex? I don't think
no, that's... No, I mean her personality.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds too good to be true, so I need to figure out if there's a downside.
Okay, Would you do it in the produce aisle?
If it's too good to be true, then you'd be like, yes. Then, yeah, okay.
No, this is a prank. How could you do this to me?
Oh, yeah. She's like, do you want to bang on the vegetables? And then it's like, you get there. Camera crew comes out behind you. They're like, "We're welcome to the new hit show. Where would you bang?" Or we hire actresses to see which place you would bang and what is the wildest things you would do with her. We've been following you for a while, recording every sex act that you've done.
We've been recording you the past 3 months.
In the past 3 months, you've had sex a total of 386 times. What do you have to say for yourself?
And just bolts out the door.
The show where they like they corner all the sex addicts of the world, and they're like,
"Oh, to catch a predator?"
No, like, well, that's drastically different because
no, I mean like the way you're talking about, not the actual concept itself, like the cornering the person.
Well, yeah, they capture you and they're like, "You have a sex problem." Do you think it's appropriate just to have sex wherever you want? Yeah. You just get interrogated by the sex cops.
The sex cops, is that how you put it?
How much sex have you had this week?
Did you guys hear about the guy who's like gave birth to like 27,000 kids from donating to a sperm bank?
I thought it was 200.
I don't think he gave birth to them.
I know there was a Norwegian man who, or he might have been from Denmark, who...
200? I thought it was 27,000. Maybe I just...
No, that's way over fucked.
No. It was definitely, it was really high. It was like 2,000 at least.
I don't know, man.
So like 2,700?
Maybe. I don't know. He gave birth to like, or he donated so much sperm that the government had to like...
He banned like, him.
Threaten to sue him.
No more coming.
Yeah, they're like, you really cannot donate more sperm, or you're gonna get fined. Oh, he was gonna get fined 27,000, I think.
Oh,
it was okay. Like every kid in the fucking country would be like his kid.
Yeah, he was a whole on Genghis Khan.
Well, yeah, because apparently they limit you at sperm banks to like 10 or like 50 or whatever it is
to reduce the chance of incest. Yeah,
yeah, but this guy just like lied every time he went.
Oh, okay.
And he donated like way over the limit, like an insane amount. So,
yeah, I see.
I've been thinking, do you think, like, do you get paid for donating at a sperm bank? Is that a thing?
No, maybe. I don't think so. I think it's just a volunteer thing.
I mean, you do get to have a really good time beforehand.
Well, I think it'd be cool just to max out the sperm bank stats, bro. Like,
level 100 in the sperm bank.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we can wrap it up now.
Are you sure?
Please do.
Okay, well, thank you everybody so much for listening to this week's episode. Sorry we all couldn't be here. Hopefully next week we can. Trying to think. Oh yeah, you can find us on all our socials. You know, we're a bit everywhere. We have an Instagram at justjokers69. We're on YouTube, Just a Joke Podcast. Steven, go bully him for a Reddit. He will make it.
Yeah, eventually.
You know what they say? A bully.
Did we already make a Reddit?
What?
I don't care. Abdiel also has his own channel, Unordinary Studios.
Yeah, go check him out. Leave him a follow or like, whatever you want to do. Ring that bell. Honestly,
ring that bell icon.
Yeah, click on his videos maybe if you're feeling like it. That is gonna be it. So remember, guys.
Joke. Thank you.